des Friedens.
Sautus Salam.
Голос мира.
Barış Sesi.
Voice of Peace.
Şvidobishma.
La parole en ani.
Wadube.
Voice de la paz.
Skavarama fianti.
Topa Jack Hunger.
Hallo ihr Lieben, ihr hört Freirad 105.9 Großraum Innsbruck und das ist Voice of Peace, eine Sendung, wo ihr verschiedene Themen hört könnt, wie Integration und Migration in Österreich, Kultur, Traditionen, historische Geschichten verschiedener Länder und Interviews mit interessanten Menschen. Und auch, sicher, ihr könnt hören traditionelle Volksmusik sowie moderne Musik verschiedener Länder. Heute, live aus dem Studio, begrüßen euch ich, Sophia Dasania, Mamalki Anifu und Bayama Kuchbad. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Okay. Then, was haben wir heute? Heute haben wir für euch weitere Themen vorbereitet. Also, unter anderem sprechen wir heute über also Weltpolitik, führen wir eine kleine Diskussion. Wir bekommen gute Ratschläge über Sprachenlernen, Prozess von Fassam Usufi, ein Interview von Jamal Khan über Ausstellung in Dinner Club und auch von Mamal Kianifu und auch ein Live-Beitrag über Air Pollution von Mongolien, von Bayarma über Mongolei und China. Also in Mongolei und China, meinte ich. Also, dann Bayarma.
Hello, Barsam.
Hello, Bayarma.
She is today talking about for have to German languages short time.
Yeah.
She has some tips about that.
Yeah. Ihr fragt euch vielleicht, wie lange dauert es, Deutsch zu lernen und was ist der schnellste Weg, um Deutsch zu lernen? Wie lernt man am besten eine fremde Sprache? Ich habe Tipps zu lernen, das ist egal, welche Sprache. Erstelle einen Lernplan und lege Ziele fest. Erstelle dafür Listen mit Themen, die zu bearbeiten sind und bestimme, wann du was angehen möchtest. Nummer zwei, lerne regelmäßig, um dein Deutsch zu verbessern. Und das ist sehr wichtig. Und Nummer drei, beseitige alle möglichen Störfaktoren während dem Lernen. Beseitige alle Störfaktoren, die dich vom Lernen abhalten. Zum Beispiel schalte vor dem Lernen dein Handy aus und gib deinen Freunden Bescheid, dass du erst in einer Stunde wieder erreichbar bist. Und Nummer vier, lerne Deutsch Vokabeln immer gleich mit dem Artikel. Wahrscheinlich hast du schon bemerkt, dass die Artikel im Deutschen sehr wichtig ist. Daher solltest du sie beim Vokabellernen immer gleich mitlernen. Es heißt also nicht einfach Haus, sondern das Haus. Nummer fünf. Gestalte dir praktische Lernhilfe zum Deutschlernen. Schreibe die Namen für Sachen auf Zettel und klebe das zum Beispiel neben der Kaffeemaschine oder über dem Herd und auf der Toilette oder auf dem Spiegel. Das ist egal. Und Nummer 6. Bau die Eselbrücke aus. Du kannst dir zu besonders schwierigen Vokabeln auch kleine Geschichten ausdenken. die dich zu dem Wort hinführen. Und Nummer 6, erleichtere dir das Lernen mit Skizzen und Nutzen. Zeichne dir Wörter oder Zusammenhänge auf und mache dir Notizen bei Punkten, die dir nicht ganz klar erscheinen. Und dann schaue Filme und auf Deutsch und oder höre deutsche Radio und lerne von Liedern. Und auch tausche dich mit Menschen aus, die deutsche Sprache hast. Und habe keine Angst vor Fehlern. Menschen aus anderen Ländern freuen sich bereits über dein Interesse an ihrer Sprache und werden dir keine kleine Sprachfehler gerne verzeihen. Wichtig ist, dass du bereit bist, auf Fehlern zu lernen und beim nächsten Mal weißt du das besser. Und die letzte und das sehr wichtig ist, belohne dich nach einer Deutsch-Lerneinheit.
Mm-hmm. So interesting person, thank you.
Bitte,
Bayana. Now is we are listening to music.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be strong enough to hold me. I might not be there for all your battles, but you'll win them. I'm gonna
Wow, was für ein Lied. Also echt sehr schönes Lied. Und ja, also ich kann auch sagen, I love my life.
Ja, ja, es war ein schönes Lied, weil ich sagte, ich liebe es selber und ja. Ich bin frei.
Ja, also, okay, dann reden wir ein bisschen über Politik, Weltpolitik, und zwar über Verhältnis zwischen Russland und USA, weil, ja, was wir hören und was wir lesen täglich, das ist genau diese Verhältnis zwischen Trump und Putin und eine neue US-Regierung mit russischer Regierung, ja. Also offiziell setzen Russland und USA auf bessere Beziehungen miteinander, aber die Interessen beiden Städten klaffen bei vielen Themen weit auseinander. Also zum Beispiel, was passiert vor 2-3 Tagen, dass das US-Präsident Donald Trump hat getweetet, ein Tweet, und da hat er geschrieben, Crimea was taken by Russia during the Obama administration, was Obama too soft on Russia, und sicher russische Regierung hat sofort reagiert, und die haben klargestellt, dass die Krim ist russische Föderation, und deswegen muss man überhaupt nicht diskutieren darüber. Und sicher nach dem Tweet von US-Präsident Donald Trump hat Putin auch geantwortet, und er hat mit kritischen Wörtern von Geheimnis Dinge über die NATO geredet, und er hat gesagt, dass tatsächlich provozieren sie uns, meinte er NATO, und versuchen uns in die Konfrontation zu ziehen. Was bedeutet das? Das bedeutet, dass die NATO will und macht schon, sag mal so, letzte 16 Jahre seine Präsenz in Schwarzen Meer stärker, also verstärkt seine Präsenz, und das gefällt sicher Russland nicht, weil Schwarze Meer ist so genau, Krim ist da, Ukraine, Georgien, Türkei, und ja sicher, wenn Russland verliert Kontrolle da, dann verliert auch diese geopolitische Ambitionen auch, welche hat Russland und Putin auch, ja. Was kannst du dazu sagen?
Sophia, it was a long history about the communication between the Russia and United States, and it has been started from the last century. We see it also now, it's continued till now, because the both country try to keep the power on the Middle East region or in the east of the Europe region. It's any kind of the president from the USA, they have the different politic against this the country, and the ways that all of them try to handle. We saw it after the World War II until now. Any kind of president, they have their own politic. And now it's clear, I think it's not the strange history between the Russia and United States, especially the Donald Trump is in this past 3 weeks, he had lots of strange talking about the, you know, about all of us. So all of the news is Donald Trump talk about this, and But I think it would be a little bit unclear in the next future that how they want to make a deal with the Russia and United States, because it's clear they are the two biggest power in the
yes,
this world.
Yes, yeah. You're right. And I must too say that I think that it's a little bit funny because in Russian Federation, whole of mass media was talking about Donald Trump just positive. I mean, that he is a great guy, that he will be a good friend for Russia. And right now, for from yesterday, we just, I heard no information about Donald Trump, and there is a lot of cliches also that the friendship between Russia and USA was just for 1 month, and what I don't understand also, it is in Russian Federation there is a no free press, and because of this they can just not speak about this what they want. And right now, when the Russian administration, Putin's administration, say that they must to stop talking about Donald Trump. Nobody talks about Trump, and I think that's sad.
Yeah, because yeah. The relation, I exactly don't remember that two name of the country before in the Soviet, that when the United States accept their independent stand, the Russia immediately boycotts that two country. I think one of them was Georgia, if I don't make the mistake, because America accept their independent, and immediately the Russia boycott the, I think it was Georgia. Or
No. Georgia.
This was before. It's not now.
Georgia.
I mean, their challenge.
Georgia,
is
independent
still,
country.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, for sure.
But Georgian has lost two big. Lands, country, and Russia has it occupied, and Russia has told the whole world that it's not Georgian territory, it is independent countries. Mm-hmm. And of course, whole world, not just USA, but whole world say, hey, Russia, not going to be so, because it is the territory of Georgia, and the same example we can see in Ukraine mm-hmm. with Crimea, or in Moldova with Pridnestrovia, mm-hmm. Because also Russia will. Crimea has Russia not occupied, but annexed.
Yeah.
But it is just. I just have no words about the. Geopolitics, mm-hmm. All of problem in the world is just about the two of these countries and because of geopolitics. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And have you ever heard about the gift that Putin has gave to the Donald Trump?
Yeah, I heard about this.
It was real, because I heard it, I was shocked.
I'm not in Trump's administration.
It was strange enough.
It is strange, yeah.
Because with their politics and there's something like this gift, it shows, I don't know what they want to prove to the people. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
They try to hidden something and in the, you know, with the other face, and they try to, what kind of thing they goings on.
Okay. We can speak about this a lot of time, but right now we must go forward. And you have one topic for us?
Yeah, actually last week, in fact, in the past 2 weeks, I was I had an exhibition. Actually, it was the photo documentary exhibition about the picture. Actually, the selfie photos that I have taken them during the way from Tehran to Innsbruck. The dinner club, they have cooperated with me in order to held this exhibition. It was on the last Wednesday, and it's going on. It will be continue till 24 of the February, and I try to explain how was the different situation in the different country for me as an example of this many refugees that came to the Europe, and actually the feedback was good. There were some peoples that I've never seen them before, but when they talked to me, they told me, when you write, you think that when we know you, because I try to talk about the reality. And
we can see it till
24 of the February. Mm-hmm. The photo exists there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I had the two segments that about the last week. Me and Jamal Khan was trying to talk to the people, especially the different kind of people. I mean the Austrian and mm-hmm. some refugees like the Iranian or Afghanish people, mm-hmm. that asked them about their feedback, how they think about that. Did they really that know that how people are coming to it or no? Just they think that they're coming here. And I think there's something that they thought it would be interesting. I think it would be with the six or seven different people. Jamal Khan talked with them and asked about their perspective and the viewpoint about the exhibition. And one of them is about the Tom Zabel, the guys who working in the dinner club for 10 years. And I asked him about some information about what is the dinner club and what kind of activity exists in the dinner club and how people can join there, because there is some. I don't want to explain it was because in the interview, it's okay. All of them was clear. Yeah, because how people can go and join there.
It seems very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it was my first time last week. Mm-hmm. I've been there, and I've never expected that. It was really mm-hmm. friendly, so nice, really.
Okay, we can listen right now.
Yeah, the first one is mm-hmm. the interview with the Tom Zabel, a person who in charge of some artistic activity in the dinner club.
Okay, thank you. So, please.
Hello, dear listener. Today, I'm going to introduce you a place which name is Dinner Club. Now, I've talked to Tom Zabel, a member of this place that's working there longer than the others member. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mamal. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. So, we shortly start the interview with. I want to ask you, what is the dinner club and what kind of activity take a part in the dinner club?
The dinner club was founded 15 years ago is actually part of the integration house, which was founded 1 year earlier. And the building itself was demolished 2 years ago or 1.5 years ago, and there will be a new building. And in the meantime, we are in a kind of a church activity room. And from the beginning, nearly one could say from the beginning, we were offering on Wednesday and Fridays between 7 and 9 in the evening a dinner which was made or which is made by all kinds of groups or individual people, students, pupils, politicians, whoever likes to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it is for a charity project
mm-hmm.
or any kind of project to let other people know about this project. Many of the projects are in other countries, poor countries, countries with difficult lives or circumstances.
Mm-hmm. So if I understood it well, it means the main purposes about the cooking as a multicultural and the international way cooking from everyone, and it doesn't matter where it's from. And I know it's actually about it. It's also it's the good conditions and chance for the refugees that they can come and talk about their culture and communicate with the people from here.
Yes, because in the beginning it was located and part, as I said, from Integration House. And in the Integration House, mainly there were refugees. Mm-hmm. And some other people from who had problems to find a place in the society. Mm-hmm. So it is always about, you know, inclusion or integration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So it's the first point, and actually the most important one. And the additional, I think there is the other activity, like the artistic and doing some exhibition and other thing. Can you explain it a little more, please?
From the, let's say, quite soon we realized, or the organization, let's say, I'm there since 10 years, and we had already more than 1,000 evenings, no, with I don't know, with 50,000 to 100,000 people. Mm-hmm. From Innsbruck and Tirol and other countries. And we realized it is not, it would be enough only to offer a dinner, but every time there was a project presented, it needed also a kind of presentation. So mm-hmm. many times there were either shown pictures, no, how do you say it, digital, no, pictures, mm-hmm. or videos or music, mm-hmm. no, or and then there was also the wish, or there were offers from artists, writers, mm-hmm. and fine artists.
Yeah. I think it's really the great idea. By the eating your dishes, you can attract and know about the inspiring topic in the art and different culture. It's so nice. And if you want to summarize it in a whole of the talking, if you know, and you want to add up the other point about it, we can hear it.
What do you mean?
I mean, if there is another point about the dinner club and the activities.
Maybe I can say some things of the gallery. We have a kind of gallery because over the years there were fine artists, mm-hmm. Or let's say there were kind of, or many were amateurs, no? Mm-hmm. But we, up until now, we have every month a new exhibition, mm-hmm. and you are one of the persons, no, who made an exhibition about your escape. Mm-hmm. And we are happy also if people want to participate with either cooking, mm-hmm. or with a project. Like in your case, it was like a kind of documentary, no?
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually the first time we made an exhibition with a documentary. Mm-hmm. Before it was only like pictures, no, mm-hmm. Paintings and drawings. And this was the first time that we had like a permanent exhibition of one mm-hmm. person. No? But in the future, we want to do, let's say, every 3 months, we want to do one mm-hmm. exhibition like yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. So I remember another point about the people who want to join or register for the take a part in the dinner club. So how they can do it?
What do you mean?
I mean, for example, as I know, because I was there at once, I had the exhibition there, I know that they had to talk and send the email for the, because the time is reserved for the next 3 months.
Yes,
I mean, who is the responsible and how they can communicate for the, for example, reserving the one night for the cooking?
Yes, there's, we have a homepage. Mm-hmm. You find Dinner Club Innsbruck or Integration House, you will find all the informations. Mm-hmm. Now there's a telephone number and there's an email, mm-hmm. and you can send an email or call and ask if there is any evening free. We are very happy to. Mm-hmm. It is, we are always looking for new, because Sometimes we had so many offers that we had to say, okay, maybe you have to wait some months, no? But now it is so many people already did projects, so it's. I think it's. We are
it's
looking.
Easy to.
It's
to
easy. Get, it's yeah, easy yeah. to get now.
So for the last question, if you please, if you say again the website and the address and the time of the dinner club.
Okay, the web page I don't have exactly. No, if you look for a dinner club, Integration House, Integrationshaus, not in English. No, Dinner Club is in English the name, but Integrationshaus is the correct name. And we have opened Wednesday and Fridays from 7 to 9 in the evening. And the telephone you find in internet very easily.
And so thank you for your time. I repeat it again for the whole of the their listener. You can go to the dinner club and enjoy your meals and get to know about the different stuff of the art and any kind of activity on the Wednesday and Friday from 7 till 9 or 10. And thank you that you hear our interview. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow, it was a very interesting information and interview by Mamalke Anifu with Tom Zabel about introduction Dino Club. And right now we will listen some good music. So please. Today I talk about for air pollution in Mongolia capital city or in China capital city. Now is very huge situation in the world because I from Mongolia. I'm very worried that. Thousands of Mongolians took the street on the capital city in last month. In government to take action, air pollution, protesters some wearing face mask and holding black balloons get treated as temperatures well minus 20 degrees in Ulaanbaatar. One of the world coldest capital is also one of the most polluted cities in the world. According to in UNI and Children's Agency UNICEF, many residents burn polluting bills to keep their homes warm. Some say they cannot afford his alternatives and have asked for state assistance. One protest and burning red, walk off and smelling smoke. It's the second pollution protest during and current Mongolian winter in the December. Mongolian Environment and Tourism Minister in Oyunhol Dolamsuran, she said 2011 bis 2014 in government spent more than 37 million and blues 47 million from international donors of taking air pollution. Among children under 5 respiratory infection are one of the leading in case of diet, UNICEF says. In Beijing also, Beijing air pollution is the Chinese capital has for many years suffered from serious air pollution, primary source of pollution include. Exhausts emission from Beijing are more than 5 million motor fuelless coal burning. Neighboring is regions of dust storm from the north and local construction dust. Practically, sweary smoke engulfed in city for weeks in early 2013, elevated public. Offerings to levels and programmatic in government to roll emergency measures.
It was very interesting. Thank you, Bayarma. Okay, and right now we can listen some music, and it will be from Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. So, please.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were
were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
I must say that today we have club and optimistical music that I very like. And you can also write at Facebook when you think that we must play such kind of music more after, often. Okay, and about the next topic, the last week on Wednesday, it was a photo documentary exhibition by Mamal Kianipur in the Dino Club in Innsbruck. And about this, Mamal has already talking with you, but right now I will... give you some information about the title, and title was "Hi, Mom, I'm Here," that shared the story of Mamal's flight from Tehran to Innsbruck. And Jamal Khan has made an interview with people who came there, and right now we'll listen the interview. So please.
Hello dear listeners, hi to everyone. Tonight I'm in a dinner club, and there is a friend of mine that he will say his name to you at the first. Hi, can you say for our listener your name and where are you come from?
Hello to everyone, my name is Nasser, I come from Iran.
Okay Nasser, that was nice meeting you in here.
You too.
Yeah. So what do you think, Nasser, about refugees who are coming from Iran to a long journey to become a refugee in Austria? What do you think about this?
The thing I know is because the way is very hard to come, it's dangerous food. Anyone who came here, they needed to left Iran. There wasn't any place for them in Iran anymore, and there wasn't danger in Iran. So that's what I think.
Okay. So how did you come to Austria?
Yeah, I came illegally to Austria. I came from Iran to Turkey, Turkey to Greece, Greece to Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, then Austria.
Wow, you have a long journey. So how's life right now in Austria? What do you think about that?
I think the Austrian people are very friendly, and they are very warm, and yeah, I like them. I don't feel a stranger here. I think I'm not anymore a stranger. But last year, I think I should be a wild stranger here to know people, but I didn't think that soon I will be friendly with them.
That's really good. How long that you are in Austria?
It's a year.
1 year?
Yeah.
So, how about Deutsch? Did you learn something?
Yeah,
A little bit.
Yeah, I learned it a bit though.
Yeah, it's a little bit language, but we have to learn it. Yeah, me, I'm also so new in here. And what do you think about tonight? I really enjoyed that. It was my first night in here.
Yeah, also me. It was my first night here. I knew Mamel before. We came together from Iran. And it was like a hope for me. Mamel has many friends here. He can connect with people very good. And it was a hope for me. And I enjoyed tonight.
Yeah.
And I remind my journey from Iran to here for me.
Yeah, I did tonight Mamal's pictures and Mamal jewelry, that what he write, and papers. Did you read that?
Yeah.
So it was good. It was all like that. What the jewelry that was same like you did or Mamal was different?
Yeah, as I told you, we came together.
Oh, you guys are come together.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have
same jewelry.
Same journey, same feeling in the way. Yeah, it was, everything was unclear and unsure.
Okay.
But we did it.
Yeah. Thank you, Nasser. Thank you so much. Dear listener, that was Nasser. And we got a great party tonight in here. And I hope if you have lost something you want to say for the listeners.
No, thank you for listening to me.
Okay. That's thank it. You. That was nice meeting you, Nasser.
You too.
Yeah. Thank Bye. You, bro. Right, we have another friend that he will say his name for you guys.
Hi, my name is David.
Okay, David. It's nice meeting you, David, in here. And David, what you read tonight about Mamal, and what was this night about?
I met Mamal a few months before. He's a friend of mine, and today he showed us his journey, or his escape, his refuge from Iran to Innsbruck, to Austria, and all the troubles he had to make. And I think it shows how inhumane this way is to treat all the people in the world.
And did you write his story that Hi Mom, by the name of Hi Mom, I'm here?
I think it's a really good title, because everybody can relate to this, to their parents, to their mother. Mm-hmm. Everybody can understand the feeling. If you are torn away from your family, you have to move on, and you have to leave your family behind. Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah, that's very sad. That's very sad. And what about the pictures? I saw Mamal was with many pictures from, I think, many countries.
Yeah, I think he has definitely seen a lot, yeah. A lot more than most people in his age. But maybe it will help him one day. It's
yeah.
It's a hard, it's a very hard school, yeah. But I think it can help him. Yeah. And like we see, he is doing the best out of it.
Yeah, but we will wish him best of luck.
Oh yeah,
and that was sure. Nice meeting you, David.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah,
take care.
Have a great night. Bye bye. Take good care.
Bye,
guys. So, can you introduce yourself for the listeners?
Yeah, my name is Violeta. I come from Barcelona, uh-huh. And I live in Innsbruck since 6 months now.
Wow, that's great. So, you can speak Deutschland also or not?
Bisschen.
Okay, that's great. And what you read tonight about Mamal? Have you read that papers that by the name of Hi Mom, I'm Here?
Yeah, I read them, and I think it's very brave that he also communicate and explain what he lived, and very important. Mm-hmm. That it's so difficult to imagine for the people who we don't live this reality.
So what do you think about these pictures? I have seen a lot of pictures in here. Have you saw that pictures too?
Yeah, what I've first seen is that there's not much smiles in the pictures. That's my first impression.
Yeah, me too. I saw that too.
It's a stupid impression, but it's just the first thought that comes.
Tonight in Dinner Club. Can you say your name, please, for the listeners?
Hey, I'm Fabian.
Fabian. Fabian, how you know Mamal?
I know Mamal because he lives in the same student living place like me. Uh-huh. So he's my neighbor, he's on the same floor, and yeah, that's why I know him from the beginning and also the project from him, so yeah.
Okay. Have you read his book by the name of Hi Mom, I'm Here?
Yeah, I read it, yeah.
How was that? It was interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was, really realistic, so I could not feel, because I haven't lived the moment like he, but it was really written realistic, it was really good written, it was, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay, so. And what do you think about these photos? I saw many photos in here.
Yeah, there are so many selfies, but...
Yeah, all of them are selfies.
Just selfies. Yeah. That's my mind. No, they're good documents which show how also brutal was the journey. So he's not always smiling, not at all. But it's a really nice project.
Okay.
I like it.
At the last, what do you want to say for Mamal?
I just wish him the best, so that he can study, that he can stay here.
Yeah.
But also for you and your friends. So
thank you so much. And we are Mamal. We are saying together for you, best of luck, all the best.
All the best, Mamal, just for you.
Thank you so much. That was nice meeting you. Thank you. سلام به تمامی عزیزان که اکنون آواز ما را از وایس آف پیس میشنوید امشب در پارتی دینر کلاب و البته یک دوست دیگه خود پیدا کردیم که فکر کنم فارسی زبان هستن از شهر ایران هستن میشه خود برای ببینید و با معرفی بگیرید
من مهسا خداونده هستم از ایران اومدم از تهران
ماشاءالله بسیار خوشحال شدیم که شما را اینجا دیدیم خب شما هم فکر کنم مثل ممال همین جوری اومدین
دقیقا ما و ممال دوست بودیم از ترکیه تا اینجا رو با هم بودیم یه راه خیلی سختی رو با هم اومدیم یعنی واقعا سخت بود ولی خوشحالم که الان اینجا ایم
منم خوشحالم که الان با شما انترویو میگیرم ماشاءالله دوستای ممال خیلی زیاده ولی خدا رزار باشه گر ممال پسر این جوری هست یه بار نفر دید دیگه بار دومون از پیش خطا نمیشه دوستش میشه راجب این عکس ها من دیدم عکس های همش سلفی و من یه چیز عکس ها دیدم اصلا خنده تو دهن ممال نیست دو عکس ها ولی ممال یه پسر است که همیشه دهنش پر از خنده است چی فکر میکردی راجب این عکس ها؟
والا انقدر ما از نظر دولتی تو ایران مشکل داشتیم که موقعی که از مرز ایران خارج شدیم به ترکیه هممون خوشحال بودیم انقدر سختی تو ایران که دولت انقدر به ما سخت گرفته بود ما آزادی بیان نداشتیم آزادی دین نداشتیم موقعی که تو ترکیه بودیم ما همه با هم دیگه تو راه با هم اومدیم خیلی خوشحال بودیم درسته سختی راه خیلی زیاد بود ولی اینکه به قول معروف این راهو داشتیم طی می‌کردیم ولی داشتیم دنبال هدفمون می‌اومدیم خیلی حالمون رو خوب کرده بود
خب اینجا چی بهتر شده زندگی فرق کرده نسبت به اول
بله مسلما خیلی تغییر کرده خب من اینجا آزادی بیان دارم اینکه هر دینی که دوست داشته باشم و میتونم انتخاب کنم ایران فقط به زور میگه تو باید مسلمان باشی خب ما همچین چیزی رو اصلا نمیخواستیم یعنی دین اسلام اصلا اون چیزی نیست که اونا میگفتن الانم خیلی خوشحالم که اینجا هم و مردم اینجا هم واقعا تشکر میکنم که ما رو دارن حمایت میکنن واقعا ممنونم ازشون
مرسی شما آخر گفتنید برای ممال چیست؟
از خدا میخوام که هر چیزی که خواستشه بهش برسه ممال واقعا سختی راه کشید ممال هدفاشو دنبال کرد از خدا بهترین رو براش میخوام
مرسی خوشحال شدیم ممنون خدا نگهدار شنوندگان عزیز ما امشب یک دوست ایرانی دیگه خدا داریم در دینر کلاب که خدا برای شما به معرفی میگیره میشه خدا معرفی کنید
بله علیرضا بعد اینکه با ممال اومدم راه با هم دیگه بودیم اگه عکسام ببینید من گل سرسبد عکسام همه عکسام هستم با ممال
پس شما دوست ممال با هم اومدین
من و ممال از خیلی وقت پیش با هم دوست بودیم که راه هم با هم اومدیم دیگه
یعنی مشکلات راه و
همه چی با هم
دقیقاً
همه
خب این کتاب و ممال نوشته خودت خواندی یا دیگه ضرور نیست بخوندن چون داستان هر دو تا تو نیک
دقیقاً نه نخوندم ولی میبینی چیزی که عکس داره نشون میده چون خودم تو اون جو قرار داشتم نیازی ندارم چیزی رو بخونم چون میدونی اون حالو داشتم
آره من دیدم عکس و سلفی داری آره. با هم خب عزیزم آخر چی گفتنی داری برای ممال
برای ممال این که واقعا خوشحالم که این نمایشگاه رو اوکی کرد که بیاد مردم چون خیلی بسته میدونن پناهنده خیلی چیزها رو نمیدونستن که راه چه شکلیه فهمیدونستن که یه سری پناهنده اومدن اینجا ولی چیزی از جزئیات که مثلا سرما بوده نمیدونم پلیس میخواسته بگیره خیلی اتفاقای بد یا خیلی اتفاقای حتی خوب خیلی چیزا رو کسی نمیدونست و ممال اینو نشون داده مردم و این خیلی قشنگه این خیلی بزرگه به نظرم
آخر خواستگارت از دولت اتریش چیست؟
خواسته همین که منو پذیرفته همین که داره کارامو انجام میده این خودشه چیز خیلی بزرگه دیگه چیزی ازش نیاز ندارم بگم من اینو میخوام یا من اونو میخوام. همین که به من یه جورایی میگی لطف کردم، مثلا به یکی پناه داده، من همین برام اوکیه که به خاطر حالا شرایطی که داشتم اینجا برام خیلی بهتره و خوشحالم، خیلی خوشحالم.
مرسی. آخر ممال چی میخوایی بهش بگی؟ خوشبختی؟
ممال خب واقعا همیشه حالا این که مصاحبه است، ولی قبل از مصاحبه که بخوام به مردم بگم همیشه بهش میگفتم، میگفتم ممال، تشویقش میکردم، میگفتم ممال آفرین، ممال خیلی خوبه. میدونی همیشه دوست داشتم که اون کاری که میکرد رو با شوق یا با یه انرژی خیلی خوب اونو بهش بیشتر به ممال منتقل کنم و همیشه هم این کار رو کردم براش.
مرسی عزیزم، مرسی، خوشحال شدم که امشب با ما بودی اینجا.
مرسی از تو، فدات شم، ممنون، خداحافظ.
Okay, it was an interview by Jamal Khan about people's feedback on Mamal's photo exhibition documentary, Hi Mom, I'm Here, in the Dinner Club. And right now we have some interesting music, and it's from Rene. And Rene, can you explain us what kind of music will you play today? And
Yeah, of course. The song is Now's the Only Time I Know by Fever Ray. And you know, we all have these times when our mind is occupied by a lot of thoughts until we realize that now's the only time I know, and that the time we live in is the most important time and nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I want to share this song with you and with Michael.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God. He was say something in Georgian, but without translate, please.
That's
please.
What you get for teaching me Georgian.
Okay, please.
Our show, you can hear us again next Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our show and the following website cba.fro.at. You can also find this Facebook at Voice of Peace. Today we had segment from Parsam and Bayan Masukpata, Mahmal, and the technicist Rene on the Yakov. In the studio from me in Sukpata, Bayarma, on the Sofia and Mamal. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, and we will hear us next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.